Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you can join us on a Saturday afternoon, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your afternoon, wherever you may be, whether you're in the Boston area or even, for the fact of the matter, anywhere in the country or the world. Always appreciate it. We're going to start the show in just a few moments, so stay tuned. We're going to start off the show playing a little Metallica. I know, a little surprising for those that don't really know my musical taste, but I'm in that kind of mood. So stay tuned. Enjoy. To the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're officially ready to get the show underway. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I cannot believe we're in November. I'm serious. Where has the time flown? Are you kidding me? We're now officially in the month where it's time to talk Thanksgiving. Heck, it's even time to talk a little pumpkin pie. You know, Halloween's behind us. We're now a little past the halfway mark of the NFL season. And I figured that today would be a good day to start the show talking some football, because after all, the Patriots have a big game tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football as they are in Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens at 5-2. While the Patriots will look to go into their bye week next week undefeated at 9-0. As mentioned, I'll be taking your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO at 855-915-9636. So we're going to talk about the Patriots and the whole notion of they won't show up for tomorrow night's game, which is crazy, a little asinine, but I have to mention this very, very important point here. And the point is, this whole talk, the first 8 weeks have been, look who they've played. They haven't really earned the respect of being 8-0. And you know something? It's ridiculous. So tomorrow night is the first night that I can remember It's the first game this season in which they're playing a quality opponent. It won't be a cakewalk. I mean, no game in the NFL is really a cakewalk, let's be honest. Unless if you're one of those ardent homers who relies on the self-perceiving notion that, oh, wow, this team, they have an abundance of talent. They should win outright. That's not how it works in the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody on a given Sunday. Now, with that being said, what I really want to say is this. The Patriots, the first 8 weeks, we've seen the defense have done a remarkable job so far carrying this team. And even in last week's win against the Cleveland Browns, the same can be said again, that the defense carried the Patriots to the win. Now, as for Baltimore, I think the defense will be tested. They'll still play well, but here's the concern. They haven't played against a quarterback like Lamar Jackson. They haven't. I think more than anything else that the Patriots' defense, especially the linebackers, they're going to have their hands full, being able to ensure to contain Lamar Jackson's legs. Because, let's face it, he is a dual threat quarterback. He can pass the ball. He can also run. But as we've seen, he's a guy that also does have the propensity for running the ball. So, with that being said, the question that I have for Patriots fans is this. What is the number one thing that concerns you about the Baltimore Ravens offense going into tomorrow night's game? And that's where we're going to start the show, talking about what's the number one thing that concerns me in terms of the Patriots defense facing Lamar Jackson and their Baltimore Ravens offense. Let's be 100% transparent here. I think that the Patriots defense is going to struggle early on in the game until they get a real feel for what the Ravens are trying to do offensively. I think flat out that the Patriots defense, they're going to have their hands full. I'm talking about the front seven. I'm not talking about the secondary. The secondary doesn't concern me, but the number one thing that concerns me is the linebackers. Guys like Van Noy, Hightower, Jamie Collins, you know, just to name a few. It concerns me because, like I said, when you look at a guy like Lamar Jackson and what he's done so far in the first 7 weeks, is that we talk about a guy who has the ability to take off if he goes through his progressions and he does not like what he sees. Here's the truth. The truth is, the Patriots have been outstanding against the run so far, but even better through the air. Here's the interesting part. Baltimore, they allow only 84 yards per game on the ground. So much has been said about the Patriots' defense. Is Baltimore's defense, especially the run game, is outstanding? If anything, I believe they're number two in the NFL. However, the Ravens' defense has struggled all season overall, except stopping the run. So my question is, with Belichick knowing this, does he exploit the Ravens' defense in other areas, become more aggressive in passing the ball? I think they do. Here's the thing. The Patriots, offensively, they have not had much success running the ball this season. So, my main take for this game is this. If you are the New England Patriots, you pass. You pass the ball tomorrow night. You don't run. Why? Because Baltimore is number three in the NFL in run defense. And your weakness right now is running the ball. Even with a healthy Sony Michel and a James White in the backfield, that's your weakness. So if I'm New England, you're looking to pass the ball. That's what you should be doing. And by the way, they have a healthy N'Keal Harry coming back for New England. He's been cleared. He's back in the lineup. How much he plays tomorrow night, That remains to be seen. Now, you talk about the Ravens, and one of the things that concerns me personally is that the Ravens, they have a running, but they have a better running game than the Patriots. That's just a fact. You want the truth? All right. Here's the truth. Lamar Jackson, I talked about, he's a run-first type of quarterback, but he can pass the ball as well. So check these numbers out. On 83 attempts, he's earned 576 yards on 83 attempts. So he's averaging nearly 7 yards per carry. So this is a guy who he isn't your prototypical step in the pocket passer, although he has improved in the passing game this season so far. However, we're talking about a guy who we've seen time and time again. If you watch the Ravens play, and I've watched a couple of games this season, including the game against Kansas City, at Kansas City, that he has the ability to burn you in the air as well. So the Patriots secondary, they're going to be tested as well, but more than anything, the front seven for the Patriots, they're going to be tested because the running game for the Ravens, you can legitimately say that their run game is better than any of the seven previous teams that they've played so far in this season. Mark Ingram is a guy that they're going to have to keep an eye out on, flat out. Listen, he's averaging nearly 5 yards per carry, 4.7 if we're going to be exact, and also has 7 rushing touchdowns. So you talk about Jackson and Mark Ingram being a dual threat running back and a guy who could pass the ball and Lamar Jackson. The reality is this, Patriots fans, this isn't going to be just some cakewalk. It isn't. This isn't going to be a cakewalk of a game. This team will be challenged and tested. So buckle up because you got one hell of a game coming up tomorrow night. And I can't wait. We're going to go on music break in just a little bit. But first, before we do that, I got to play a PSA, which is brought to you by 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So stay tuned.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
That PSA was brought to you by 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little baseball, talk about the Red Sox just for a little bit, and as well as mix in some Celtics thoughts as well on an exciting win for the Boston Celtics last night. So stick around. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. That song was Liquid Cinema by Apollo, and the release was Lumina, the soundtrack, released back in 2016. Now, we're going to talk a little baseball as well as mix in the Celtics as well, because we haven't really spoke about the Celtics in great length. So, I mean, obviously being NBA season, it's only right. And especially after last night. So I want to start with the Celtics first. You know, the Celtics last night, what a thrilling win it was against the New York Knicks. You know, it's been close throughout. You know, the Celtics, although they didn't play their absolute best for the first three quarters, ended up winning the game on a last second pull away jump shot by Jason Tatum, who, by the way, in the early going through the first five games, has shown a great deal of improvement in terms of his overall game, and it's exciting to see. And, you know, I'm going to admit that going into the season, just didn't know what to really expect from the Boston Celtics here in 2019-2020. And one of the things that stood out is that this team doesn't show quit. They grind out games. Even when they don't play their best, they find a way to win. And that's what we saw last night. You know, you have guys like Kemba Walker, who's becoming increasingly comfortable playing in a Brad Stevens offense. And even though he struggled in the first game against Philly, where he did not look good at all, it's pretty impossible to ignore that Kemba Walker in the last 3-4 games is averaging a little north of 30 points per game, which is pretty impressive. You know, and the whole talk of, well, Kemba, he's not on Kyrie's level in terms of talent. I mean, of course, that's just a fact. But there's no diminishing the fact that he is a pretty darn good player and has shown the ability that he wants to get other guys involved on the floor, whether if it's Hayward or even Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown concerns me a little bit only because he has a penchant for just holding on to the ball. He's not a pass first type of guard or forward, and it worries me. You know, so that's something to keep an eye out for. But I just wanted to share with you my thoughts on the Celtics and what I think of this team so far through five games of the 2019-2020 season. Now, I gotta admit, when we talk about the Celtics, and especially when the season was starting up, one of the things that I was keen and interested in observing is team chemistry. And oftentimes, we've talked about how important it is and how critical it is for a team to have that chemistry if they want to have long-term success, especially winning championships. And that's what supposedly the Boston Celtics are supposed to represent. And so far, through the first five games, like I said, it's only five games, they've looked better. There's a much more positive vibe surrounding this team as compared to last season. And there's no way for me to ignore that. It's just a fact. So with that being said, I want to finish up my Celtics take here by saying that I'm genuinely excited to see what's going to happen next with this team moving forward. Now, there's a ton of basketball left to be played, and I understand. I get that completely. However, we talk about where this team can go moving forward and what this team can accomplish. I think that this team, not just based on five games, I think this team has a chance to win 50 games. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, they're a playoff team. I strongly believe and know that they will make the playoffs. I'm confident in saying that. But I think that this team can win 50 games. A little bold, yeah. But that's just keeping it very honest. So the next three games, here are their opponents. They got the Cavaliers in Cleveland on Tuesday night. And on Thursday night, they're in Charlotte. They take on the Hornets. And as well as next Saturday afternoon, as a matter of fact, They'll be playing the San Antonio Spurs. And then last one, they'll be playing in Dallas against the Mavericks as well. So they actually have a bit of a road trip coming up. And the approach that if you're a Celtics fan that you got to have is a game at a time. Take it a game at a time. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But you can't help but you got to like what you've seen so far. There are things that you obviously can improve on. Absolutely. Not giving up second and third offensive opportunities, especially on the offensive board. But you can't help but you got to really like what you've seen so far through the first five games. Now, let's talk some baseball real quick before we head over to NHL primetime. Listen, the Red Sox, they have a lot of work to do this offseason. They do. And one of the things that, and I've mentioned time and time again, especially when it comes to the Boston Red Sox, is that they have questions that they need to answer within the organization. First one is, what is going to happen in regards to Mookie Betts and as well as the decision that's looming for J.D. Martinez? Now, there was an article that I read today in today's Boston Herald in which that I want to read you a couple of quotes that really stood out to me. And this article was written by Jason Mastrodonato of the Boston Herald. And this last night he was at the gala in which that Pedro Martinez held here in Boston, in which David Ortiz and Jason Veritek, they were asked about the future of the Red Sox as it pertains to Mookie Betts and as well as J.D. Martinez. Now, one thing that Martinez said that really stood out was, quote, "It's part of the cycle of baseball. There's a business part of it, an athletic part of it, and a personal way of viewing you and a personal way of viewing an athlete. You have to respect every one of them. The business part of it, you cannot mingle with the personal side of it. Sometimes what's convenient for a team trying to make money and save money and execute different ideas is not probably the way the players what players think about what should happen for them," end quote. Now, when I read that, I immediately thought of Mookie Betts, because Mookie Betts, upon seeing what Mike Trout got in his new extension with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, he was thinking, you know, I should be making either close to what Mike Trout is making, if not more. And to that, I said, you're out of your mind. You are a terrific player, but you are not in Mike Trout's league. And frankly, I don't think he's worth the money that Mike Trout is getting. I don't. Listen, if I was a betting man, he deserves to get a 10-year contract. Listen, he's 27 years old, entering the prime of his career. One of the best outfielders in baseball today. Premium bat, great arm in the right field. No question. But the truth of the matter is this. When the Red Sox ownership group came out at the end of September, and they said, listen, we need to get ourselves under the $208 million luxury tax threshold immediately. And I've said this on the show before, and I say it again, they're going to be looking to cut payroll. So how are they going to manage to pay Mookie Betts the money that he frankly deserves? But he should not be. I don't think he'll get more money than what Mike Trout is making, one of the premier outfielder in baseball. However, I think what is fair to say is when we talk about a guy who also can impact the team in the same way that Mookie Betts has, J.D. Martinez has got an even bigger decision. He has to decide whether if he wants to opt out of his current deal with 3 years remaining. I think a little north of about $100 million left, I believe, or not, if he's going to opt out or not. He has until Monday afternoon to make that decision. So the question really becomes, do you think Do you think that he is going to opt in or opt out? Personally, I'm predicting that he's going to opt out. I think he's going to opt out and test the free agent market. Do I think it's the right move? No, I don't think it's the right move considering his age. He's 32 years old. He's entering the wrong side of 30. Yes, he's still one of the preeminent bats in the game. No questions asked. But at some point, your production is going to begin to slip. That's just a fact. There's no getting around it. So that's the Red Sox for now. Offseason just getting underway as the World Series ended. Congratulations to the World Series champion, Washington Nationals. What a World Series. What a historic World Series it was indeed. So kudos to those guys. But coming up next, we got talk hockey. We have the NHL primetime segment coming up next. And listen, I can't wait. I can't wait because the Bruins, they've been on some kind of roll. They have. And they got an interesting game tonight. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an interesting game. I'll tell you why. It's coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
reaching out. I call your name, but you're not around. I say your name, but you're not around. I need ya, I need ya, I need you right now. Yeah, I need you right now. So don't let me, don't let me, don't let me down. I think I'm losing my mind now. It's in my head, darling, I hope.
That is Chainsmokers' song, Don't Let Me Down, featuring Daya. You're listening to NHL Primetime on the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Listen, if you're the Boston Bruins, my request to you is don't let me down tonight, please. Just don't. And frankly, yeah, I need the Bruins right now because guess what? It's been 3 days since they last played on Tuesday. Yeah, on Tuesday was their last game. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they were off. They're back at it tonight. At 7 o'clock against the Ottawa Senators over at the TD Garden, it is live on Nesson, puck drop around 7:08, 7:10. As that game is also on Hockey Night in Canada as well, on the Canadian side of things. So, the Bruins, they understand that they're in the driver's seat right now. Early on, their record, outstanding, 9-1-2, little team's first 12 games. And let's face it, this team is playing with a fury and a motivation that hasn't been seen, I don't think, ever, in terms of a team that's coming off such a devastating loss in the Stanley Cup Finals to come back, to get off such a great start. And I tell you what, one of the things that I'm most looking forward to is, number one, how will the Bruins handle their ability to push through the wall? They have to be able to push through and be able to overcome adversity, because let's face it, adversity is going to strike this team at some point this season. But one of the things that I'm most looking forward to is, we sit here and we talk about how like this Boston Bruins team, they have done a great job so far in terms of being able to take every team that they've played seriously and not take them like lightly whatsoever. If there's one thing that I will honestly sit here and tell you is that anybody can beat anybody at any given night. And the Senators are no exception. Right now, they're struggling, and they're not playing very well right now. They only got 7 points, and they're at the very bottom of the division. Heck, they may be at the bottom of the league, for all I know. So, I will tell you this. If you are the Boston Bruins, I expect that this team will come out, even with the 3 days that they've had off, they've been practicing, and dominate the first period. I expect it fully. I also expect that they continue to get offensive contributions from the other three lines, not just the perfection line. It includes, obviously, Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, and David Pastrnak. Now, Bruce Cassidy was quoted in the Boston Herald today, and this was reported by Marissa Injimi, who does a terrific job covering the Bruins for the Boston Herald. Bruce Cassidy was quoted saying, quote, "We'll talk about Ottawa, what they do well, what we do to counter that, where we can find areas to expose without overanalyzing." He said this yesterday after practice. He also went on to say, quote, "We want to play our game, force them to adjust to us, but there's always areas of the game you have to look at. As for sleeping on them, I just think our group is solid in there. So they know and understand that the Senators, they may be where they are. They may be struggling right now, bottom feeders, but this is the kind of game that could be a trap game as well. If they're not mentally sharp early on, it'll show. And if they are careless with turning the puck over, especially when the top line is out there, that'll also show. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. You can call into the show at 855-915-9636. And one of the things that I want to mention in regards to tonight's game, and even in terms of the Bruins this past week, is this Bruins team has that ability about them in which they know how to focus on that night's game and not look too far ahead and not look behind them. And that's the thing that I really enjoyed about watching this season's team so far. And they've come out and they dominated the Sharks on Tuesday night. They beat the Sharks 5-1. And I mentioned about getting contribution from the other lines other than the perfection line. They did exactly just that in that Sharks game. You know, you talk about the production that they've gotten from guys like Brett Ritchie, who's really growing into his own in terms of what he brings to the team, as well as, you know, that Charlie Coyle, like, as well, you know. And one of the things that really does stand out is Anders York. Anders York is a guy who was called up again from Providence and has done a terrific job. He's done a terrific job. You know, given adding more youth into that lineup, you know, as we all know, especially as Bruins fans, this is a team that is completely balanced between the veterans and as well as the young players on this team, like the David Pastrnaks of the world, like the Jake DeBrusk of the world. And, you know, you add in a guy like Anders York, who has had shown scoring potential in the past, but remember, he had that devastating shoulder injury that required surgery, and he was out last season. So that was a big step backwards for him, unfortunately. So, you know, but now, I think as we begin the month of November with the first game of the month tonight, you see the Bruins begin to evolve in other areas that they needed to evolve in. But keep in mind the following. We haven't seen the Bruins really take off yet. We haven't. And that's the most amazing part about all of this, is that as well as they've played record-wise, and even for those that have watched the games, like myself, they haven't really played at 100% yet. It's early in the season. We haven't even gotten to the dog days of January and February yet. We haven't. But we will. But that's for when we get to that point. We're not going to think about it or talk much about it now. But it's very important to point out what they're doing through the first 12 games hasn't been done since 1929, 1930. That is putting it into historic context. And one of the things that I really can't believe is that through everything that top line has done, especially the NHL's second star of the month in David Pastrnak, that aspect to their game hasn't and isn't even their best aspect of what makes the Bruins go so far this season. What could that be? I'll talk about it when we return to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick after picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night.
work, but you gotta go to work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone.
Billy Eilish and Justin Bieber. You're listening to NHL Primetime, powered by the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're going to continue talking about the Boston Bruins. And the thing that I wanted to talk about is, as well as they've played, their strongest focal point of their team so far has been a goaltending. It's been nothing short of incredible to watch these two teams between the Senators and the Bruins. And you think to yourself, wow, how these two teams couldn't possibly be more further apart in terms of their style and what makes each team successful. And yeah, there are things that the Senators do well. However, there are things that the Bruins just flat out do better than the Senators, such as, one, being able to get better quality goaltending, which has been the pillar of this team so far this season, in 2019-2020 season. And also, we talk about a guy who's really elevated his game this season so far, and it's Tuukka Rask. I don't think we've seen Tuukka Rask play this well going into the season, as much as we like to think, since the year he won the Vezina, and that was back in 2013-14. And it's beautiful to watch, because we talk about goaltending as, where, you know, this is what this team is going to need, especially if they are going to succeed and have any type of success, you know, especially if the team is going to make another run to win the Stanley Cup again this year. Look at the numbers. I'm going to give you the numbers right now. Tuukka, so far in 2019-2020, he hasn't lost a regulation game yet. He hasn't. It's 6-0-0. He has one overtime loss so far. And his goal against average is 1.42. Save percentage, 951. Which is pretty good. Pretty terrific, if you ask me. And then, of course, you're going to have those that are, where was this in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final back in June? Listen, it's done. It's over. Move on. I am just as disappointed as anyone else out there is who's a Bruins fan. But it's over. Now, Jaroslav Halak, he's been no slouch either in net. And so far this season, wow, I think I may have misread that. No. That's not a misprint. So far, he is 3-1-0 through five games. He's got one overtime loss. He's got a goals against average, 2.59, save percentage of 919. Interesting, isn't it? You have both goalies who are feeding off of each other right now and playing at a high level. And I think that is something that they're going to absolutely need come April, should this team make the playoffs. And I think they will. I really believe it, sincerely. You can call into the show. We got a little less than 8 minutes left at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Pardon me, my voice is a little shot, as I'm a little under the weather. So forgive me. So with that being said, the goaltending has been the big story for this team so far. You know, a lot of people have thought that perhaps they will get off to a sluggish start because, hey, they went on a deep run. They were banged up pretty badly. And even when they started training camp, that they were going to be a little bit on the uptick, you know, like coming back, you know, healthy, ready to go for the season and so forth. But you know what? One of the key things that we've seen so far is that we haven't really seen this team struggle yet. You know? And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I'll tell you why. Bruce Cassidy came out during training camp and said, you know, we need this team to get up to a good start. Have they ever? Oh, you better believe. A 9-1-2, absolutely. However, number one take I'll share with you guys in regards to the Boston Bruins is this. If you think for one moment that the Boston Bruins have a chip on their shoulders and that they're not playing with that chip every night so far this season, you haven't been watching. You haven't been watching as to the fact that, listen, we can sit here and talk about the loss of Game 7. And yes, I know that that loss is going to hurt for a long time. I understand. But it's done. Move on. It's over. Move on. But what we can do is worry about what this team can do this season. And I think that the Bruins, although it's a long season ahead, they still got 70 games after tonight left remaining. It's hard not to think that the Boston Bruins are out for revenge. It's hard not to think that. In the way that they're played, you better believe that they are. I really do believe it. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, this Bruins team is going to be a team to be reckoned with, especially as we get towards Thanksgiving. You'll see where they are. And you know something? That leads me to another point, is we got about 5 minutes left. A little less than that, actually. One thing that I will say is this. If you're a hockey fan, you know that, you know for a fact that Thanksgiving is around the first official benchmark of the season. Where is your team? Are they contending for a playoff spot? Are they out of a playoff spot? And although Thanksgiving is 3.5 weeks away, which is even remarkable just to even say that, the Bruins are looking pretty good right now. Now, obviously, a lot can change between now and then. This team can go in a slump. It's possible. But we'll see. You just never know. And you gotta admit, for everything that this team went through last spring, they've looked good. They've looked real good. And in a city where the headlines are dominated by the Patriots, essentially around the clock here in Boston, in the greater Boston area and all across New England, you gotta admit, the Bruins are semi-quietly making noise. They're making noise in this town. And it's time that you begin to feel excited for what this team can do. But my number one thing is, don't talk about revenge until we reach the playoffs. That's when you get your first real opportunity to go out and claim what's yours and what you failed to do last season. We got a long ways between now and April of 2020. Still got a long way. But all you can do is focus on what you have now in the current and not get too caught worrying about what's ahead. Can't worry about what's past. You can't worry about what's yet to come. But what you can do is worry about what is in the present now. And what's in the present now is a pretty good Bruins team that's playing with passion and is playing angry. And they should. And that's a pretty darn good thing to see out of your team. I'd like to thank all of you who have tuned in today, who have listened to the Shukri Wright Show. Before I go, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Listen, you can follow me on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Shukri, S-H-U-K-R-I, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T-S. That's all one word. You can also follow the Shukri Wright Show Twitter page at SWRIGHTS 915. Also, can also follow the show on Instagram at SWRIGHTS 915 as well. So when I'm not on the air, you can follow along with the content that I post as well. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun interacting with the fans on social media, you know? So it's been a great show. I am going to log off the air now as we have another show coming up very shortly, as a matter of fact, on this Saturday night. So don't go anywhere. Do not go anywhere. It's going to be good. A lot of really good tunes. And so forth. And you got the loft show coming up at 6 o'clock. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around. Hope all of you have a great Saturday night. I hope all of you definitely stay safe. Bundle warm. By the way, I just remembered. Time changes tonight. So thank me later on social media. Turn your clocks back 1 hour at 2 a.m. tonight. To go back 1 hour, daylight savings time. It's that time of year again where the sunset goes down at 4:30. So here goes. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. This is Shukri Writes. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll talk to you guys next week, and have a great rest of your Saturday night. Peace out.